What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
On the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thanks again to Lance Leipold for joining us last segment. I really appreciate the insight to the time at Wisconsin. You know, the questions you had about Brandy and the old fashioned and gritty versus brats.
Jake's kind of, you like that Jalen Daniels too. I didn't tell Lance either. I turned off that bowl game when they were 21 down.
I stuck with it.
Yeah.
That was crushing to me when they lost, because that was an epic comeback.
We're talking about the Liberty Bowl where Kansas lost 55-52 to Arkansas.
Yes, and they were down big.
I turned it off. Yeah. Bill left it on.
I was lucky. It was on randomly because I was out I was in Paxton. Where is that?
Wow.
I was
out big there. Big game. Old, we had Oli's or what?
No, I found this out about this, which I didn't know. Not trying to knock a place, but I found out from the locals. You go across the street.
I've heard about
across
that.
The street. Yeah. Oli's is that? That's like
a tourist place.
That's tourists only. Yeah. That's like going to give me a Foster Lager. Like that. Yeah, we don't drink that over here. That's not that. So that was very. So it was on there while I was in a going duck hunting. Out there, so I had a chance to go out there. Got treated very well out there, and went out there with Sam Gifford. And
oh, really?
I went out there with Sam, and he had set up like that. So and his son Isaac, plays here at Nebraska. Great player.
Yeah, he is.
Had a chance. We went out there, went ducking. We had a great time. Really
did you get some ducks?
What's that? We did. It's a little limited. Okay. It was a little limited. Yeah. Same thing. We had to deal with. Law enforcement again.
What happened?
The game warden showed up. Oh, we're all above board. It was all good. Hey. Yeah, it was good. We're all above board.
We're law abiding.
The law here.
We're law abiding on this show.
Yeah, we are. We're law abiding. They had to check on us. So, but we were all good.
Okay.
But it was a great trip like that. But the place we had dinner at across the street. I don't know the name of the. Wow, the food was ridiculous.
Have?
It was just ridiculous.
What'd you have?
I went just burger. I think there was a chicken fried steak that was purchased with gravy on everything. Mm-hmm. When you can gravy everything, when an option is gravy, that life's really good.
It is.
That's a really good situation.
It is anyway, but even with gravy, it's just gravy.
It's gravy.
Have you ever stopped in Paxton?
Yeah.
Sip?
I think I have.
At Oli's or the place across
the street?
I think
I was at the place with a lot of animals on the
wall. Yeah, Oli's.
Yeah, yeah.
It was something Wins. I think the word Wins is in there, that the Winds is in there with the name of the place. But it was – the hospitality was
outstanding. Oh, we got to hurry up here. You want to get to Brock Purdy quick?
Well, yeah, there's some different reports in Brock Purdy.
There is.
It sounds like some people believe it's going to be 6 to 9 months for Brock
Recovery
Purdy.
From an elbow injury.
In the UCL. And then
ulnar collateral ligament.
But it goes by UCL.
Ulnar
Thank
collateral
you for the
ligament.
Yeah. Official word for that. Yes. Yeah. But I saw orthopedic surgeon Mark Adkins, who's actually a former NFL player himself, said Wednesday he believes it could be a full year recovery.
There's different opinions. Yeah, others are saying 6 months, which would put him in May. He could get ready from May to August, then be ready for camp. So it's, yeah, I don't. I think they got a. There's still some information that needs to be had before they determine if he's going to miss a whole year. Now that would be devastating.
Well, yeah, if you're the Niners, what do you do? I mean,
you have Trey Lance.
Well, you do, but Trey Lance is coming off an injury also, and Trey Lance was not playing great before he got hurt this year. Jimmy Garoppolo fills in for him well, then he gets hurt, and Brock Purdy, you know, loses one game which he hardly played in, the NFC title game, and didn't lose any other games besides that. They've already said Jimmy Garoppolo is not coming back. They had a press conference. Kyle Shanahan said he's not going to be here next year.
But they have two. Well, I guess you're right.
It makes it extremely interesting.
Yeah, it does.
And also with that, if obviously the Tommy John, that's very clear of how long that takes.
It's a year.
It's it. And
if it's Tommy John.
Yeah, if it's Tommy John. But when you are unable to throw, grip, or anything for 6 months, that's a long time. That's a long time. And they're saying 6 to 9. And so it's not like all of a sudden you hit six. It's like, all right, I'm good. Let's go.
You're right.
All right. So it could be longer than that. So it's interesting when you know that, like you said, you had one, someone's injured, and Trey Lance didn't play great.
No, he didn't.
Like that. Garoppolo played pretty well.
Yes.
He's played a lot of football. He's played a lot of football in the NFL. He's gone. As they said, that no chance he's coming back. And then Purdy being injured potentially longer than what you think.
Somebody. Don't they have to bring in they somebody? Do, like a Nick Mullen. How about a Nick Mullen?
Nick Mullens is not is he going for the starting job? Because
he'd be in a backup.
Because as we said, Trey Lance was a number three overall pick, and he has a lot of talent, but he has not been great when he's played so far in limited time. Right. And you can't trust him to stay healthy at this point either. So that's a Super Bowl roster that needs to have quarterback situation lined up. They got the last pick in the NFL draft led them to all these wins this year. And Brock Purdy is out of nowhere. Surprise from Iowa State. That was awesome.
7-0.
He couldn't play all, he lost in the title game to Philadelphia. But so it's attractive for a quarterback, but they got to figure out, are we going to go after a quarterback that's going to cost some money, or are we going to ride with what we have here in Trey Lance and hopefully that Brock Purdy comes back? It's a weird spot for San Francisco.
It is, and it's a tough spot for Brock. I mean, God, he had all that momentum.
It is tough for him.
He had all that momentum, and now you have a lot of uncertainty, except you're going to miss extended time, and you're going to have a very, very kind of laborious rehab.
I'll do some research on it. I'm gonna be with the Clare family this weekend. I'll be with Dave Clare.
Dropping names like that.
So that Dr. Dave Clare, orthopedic surgeon, probably the top in the quad state area. So I will be with him.
I'll talk to Brock Purdy.
I'll find out what this injury actually means. I actually texted him last night that my wife has tendonitis. So he's gonna look at that too.
Where?
Yeah. What's that? Elbow.
Elbow.
So we're having this whole thing's all coming together.
Tennis player?
Yeah, but that does not play tennis. Does not. But she's a little injured, but she's battling back like that. She gets after it. Orange Theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Orange Theory. You know what that is, Jake?
Yeah, I know what Orange Theory is. It's a gym that people go to.
Yes.
To work out.
Yeah. Specified workouts. They tell you what to do, basically.
It's not Planet Fitness, but it's like you have. So.
By the way, before we get to the game show, the restaurant in Paxton is called The Windy Gap.
That's it. That's it. The Windy Gap.
A lot of people text you in the Windy Gap.
Yeah, if you guys go, everyone should go tonight. They get a chance.
Take the drive out west to Paxton right now.
It's a good drive. It'd be a solid drive for you. Take you about 4 hours, but it'd be worth it. It'd be worth it.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Yeah,
I want to have more fun.
You've been to Ole's, now go to the Windy Gap in Paxton.
I want to have more fun, Jake.
The place was packed, too, which told you that the locals go there.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
You want to have more fun because your book title is called?
I Missed Out on All the Fun. That's what the book will be titled, and unfortunately, that could be on my headstone, too. Maybe the book, Jack, it would be a headstone on it that says I missed out on all the fun. Maybe the Aging Gracefully should have been I wish everybody would have fun. And that would help you age gracefully.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Wang Chung.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. That's what's going to be on mine.
Aging Gracefully. Yes. And we have a sponsor for that.
Sponsored by Novotny Nutrition and Wellness for the second time today. Look at that. Twice again.
Well, they deserve it.
They do. Incredible.
Anybody who stuck with this show today, deserves quite a bit.
They get some. They should. There should be a bunch of free bagels going out.
Yeah. Give yourself a pat in the back.
Scratch your back.
With a back scratcher. Whatever you want to do.
Here, here's one.
Spaghetti claw.
Find a spaghetti claw.
Find a spaghetti claw.
A pasta fork.
I'd like to have, if anyone goes anywhere shopping, please text in. On what actually is the name of the spaghetti claw. What
the
do they
official
call
name
it?
Of the spaghetti claw. What is it at the store?
At the
it's
store.
Called spaghetti claw.
If you go to, you know, anywhere.
I say that's a no, but let's find out.
Jake?
Just remember, brandy old-fashioned. Brandy old-fashioned.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yep. Spaghetti claw. Now, go back to that. What would you call it?
Some would call it a pasta fork.
Pasta fork. Hmm. The, ours isn't a fork.
Is that still off to you?
I think that's still off, but we're just going to let the people talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Let the people
Sip
talk.
Sip says spaghetti claw. Someone says pasta fork. What is the thing you're talking about called?
Don't just pat yourself on the back. Scratch your back.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It is a film Friday. Now, yesterday was Groundhog Day, which we all talked about the movie with Bill Murray. So, on that note, Bill Murray is our trivia today. Do you know your Bill Murray movies?
Okay, thanks.
I got a chance.
I'll give you a hint. Groundhog Day is not an answer for any of these four questions.
Gotcha.
So don't guess Groundhog Day. Okay. Please. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call to take down Sip and Coach Bush in trivia. How do you guys feel about Bill Murray movies today?
Not bad.
Got a chance.
Again, Groundhog Day.
Okay, where are we?
Answer.
This
what, 1-3.
Yeah, we're in the tank right now.
Yeah, we're in the tank.
In the tank.
Remember, this is your show. This isn't me. I'm just here.
This is where you excel.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sipple.
I have. Yeah.
You have been, except for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
what coincides with the last
distracted you?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm no distraction. I'm no lifeline today. You're on your own.
Oh, come on.
You're still a lifeline.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Bill's a lifeline.
We don't quit on this show.
Jake runs the show.
Yeah, that's right. You're a lifeline. Cody, how do you feel about Bill Murray movies?
Pretty good. Fair.
Oh, all right. All right, Cody, let's do this. Yeah. Let's engage here. Yeah.
All right, Cody. Bill Bush, a lifeline for Sip for one question. Use him wisely. Cody, what is Bill Murray's character name in the 1980 golf comedy Caddyshack?
Oh, wow.
This is for you, Cody. Oh. Character name.
Oh.
Yeah, it's hard.
5 seconds. Five.
Wow.
Four. Three.
Oh, come on.
Two.
This stupid.
It's Holy stupid. Cow. What do you say? Is he stupid?
That's okay.
I'm going to give you the horns here, Cody.
Groundskeeper.
That's not a name. It's a title.
I know the first name for sure, and I think I got the second. Carl Speckler.
Speckler, yeah. Carl Speckler. Good enough. Yeah. Close enough.
Here at Augusta, Cinderella story.
Keep going. Keep going.
I'm just letting it go.
Okay. All right, let's go.
1-0 lead on a film Friday. This is upset going on here for you guys. Okay, Sip, first question. What 1991 movie does a successful psychotherapist, played by Richard Dreyfuss, lose his mind when one of his most dependent patients, an obsessive-compulsive neurotic, played by Bill Murray, tracks him down on vacation?
Oh, it's a it's a great
you
movie.
You know this one.
No, I don't. I don't, but it's a great movie.
Can you say that again?
Yeah. 1991 movie. A successful psychotherapist, played by Richard Dreyfuss, loses his mind when one of his most dependent patients, an obsessive-compulsive neurotic, played by Bill Murray, tracks him down on vacation.
God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Bill, you don't got it?
Don't have it.
When Harry Met Sally.
No.
Is
it Baby Steps? Something. The book was Baby Steps.
Don't say it. We still got it. The caller can still get it.
Nothing is right so far.
The caller can still get it.
Cody, do you want to steal that or not?
What about Bob?
What about Bob is correct.
I should have known that one.
All right, so we got two steals so far. 1-1 tie. Cody, for the lead, your last question. In what 1981 movie does Bill Murray star in with Harold Ramis and John Candy as friends who are dissatisfied with their jobs who decide to join the Army for a bit of fun?
Stripes.
All-time classic.
Stripes. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
I still got Bill.
Okay, last question.
We got to get this. We got to get this.
Down 2-1. In what 2003 movie does Bill Murray star as a faded movie star who forms an unlikely bond with a neglected young woman played by Scarlett Johansson after crossing paths in Tokyo? Silence is deafening right now.
Yeah, I don't know what.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Jesus. We need to be. Making a mockery of the game.
Lost in Translation was the answer there. So congrats to Cody. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Good job.
Cody was quiet. Cody. But he won.
Yeah, he won. He got the W. We're 1-4, by the way.
Yeah, that was a bad week of game shows. Not for me, for you guys.
St. Elmo's Fire was a good movie, though.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, here's a tiebreaker for it. It is not age, actually.
Okay, I'll take the number, and Bill will go over or under.
Okay. Bill Murray was one of how many kids in his immediate family?
He was one of 11 children in his family.
Under.
The answer was 9. He was fifth. Okay. Fifth of 9.
Thank
He's
you,
72
Jake.
Years old, by the way, Bill Murray.
Okay.
72.
What Bill's age.
He looks older than that to me. He is not aging gracefully, Bill
what?
Murray.
Oh, no, you're right.
Come on, Bill Murray looks like he's
85. A lot of the movie Stripes, the early part, like when he's in his apartment stuff, that was shot in Louisville, Kentucky.
How do you know that?
Because I studied it. I spent a lot of time in Louisville, so I know where I.
Surprised you didn't call from your treadmill and have me study.
Yeah.
just
let him lead into the show. It's worked really well.
Take it away.
Go ahead.
Anything. That I need to look up this weekend.
No, you. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
He'll do the research for you. Let you know. Well, congrats to Cody.
Yeah, that was good.
Next week's a new week. You know,
Cody did good.
1-4 this week. 1-4.
Yeah, I don't claim to be part to be good at trivia.
You can't do that. If we were 4-1, you'd be claiming it.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd have a shut up simple bumper sticker.
Hoodie.
Hoodie. Yeah.
If I get a hoodie,
if
man.
If we're 4-1, you would.
Yeah, I'd have a hoodie.
Wear it proudly. Yeah, right around the city.
Jake, we do got to lock in next week.
Yes.
We were locked in this week.
I went Nebraska Equipment for to honor J. Terry today.
Oh, nice.
The head equipment measure. Yeah.
J. Terry?
Yeah, J. Terry does an unbelievable job with Nebraska football.
He does.
Yeah, I thought that's so.
He's been with that forever.
A lot of coaches have come through. He's by far the most dominant. Hands down, most dominant, well-respected equipment managers in the Big Ten and nationally.
Yeah, he's been
Jay Terry.
I think Jay was with Osborne.
Yeah, he came in. He was not with. He started off over in the Bob.
Okay.
He started off over there, then moved over to football. Just kept moving himself up.
But okay,
it's a lot. It's a lot. He runs everybody. Runs all the student managers. He runs practice. I mean, it's incredible what he does. So. Big fan of Jay Terry. That's why I went with the sweatshirt today. Also,
when you say he runs practice, what do you mean?
As far as the clock, the management, the period.
I was going to say, I think we just stumbled onto what's wrong with Nebraska. They have a student manager running the practice.
Jay's not a student manager. Jay's the head equipment.
Head equipment guy.
Yeah, he runs everything.
Head equipment guy.
He has all the moving parts of equipment and moving from field to field and all the things that go with it. It's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's a lot. And he handles it. He's done it at a high, high level. He'd be a...
Jay Terry.
He should be a Hall of Famer.
Yep. Well, he might be.
Shout out to
be
Jay Terry.
At someday, he might be.
Someday, should be a Hall of Famer.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.